All right, Johanna Rose and Alex Heaton, co-founders of Basketball MKE, welcome back to WUWM at Night.
Hey, thanks for having us.
All right, so for people who haven't heard about this tournament, let's just start from the beginning. What exactly is Basketball MKE?
Basketball MKE is a tournament between 32 local bands. It's a 3v3, single elimination, basketball. They're playing basketball.
And where did the idea come from?
We were playing pool one day, mm-hmm. and Hannah used to live in Portland, where they had something called rig skip ball, where they'd play basketball at gigs, like out on the back of the van. Mm-hmm. And then I'd always wanted to do a basketball tournament ever since I saw the Sat Night Duets Fatty Acids video, where they played like an NBA Jam style basketball mm-hmm. mid-video. So we were just like, well, why not? Let's just do it. And there are so many good reasons to do it, so we did.
Mm. And when was this that it first started?
Maybe a month and a half ago. At the beginning of the summer was the first conception of the idea.
Yes.
All right. And so how's it been going so far this year? You started out, like you said, with 32 teams.
Yeah, we're down to four.
Mm.
The championship round is this Friday at 1 o'clock. We've been hosting it at the basketball courts on Pearson Center, and it's been going really well.
Yeah, it's been like an overwhelming success. There was one day where it rained, but that was only for one game. Mm. So like, honestly, I think it couldn't have gone any better than it has.
So what's the atmosphere like? I mean, is it pretty competitive? Do people get into it?
Now it's competitive.
Yeah.
as the more and more teams get eliminated, it's become more competitive. Probably because the bands that are still here are pretty good at basketball.
Mm.
But it's also still really fun.
Yeah. I would say it's more fun than competitive, comparing it to other basketball experiences I've had in the past.
And it seems really cool and unique because you have people from different styles of music that maybe wouldn't necessarily hang out together. I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, that was kind of the point. I mean, first of all, there's just tons of bands in Milwaukee. So we just wanted to... There's so many bands that you don't get to hang out with everyone, especially from different genres. So we thought that this would be a great way, and it has proven to be a good way to bring like tons of bands that never met each other outside of a show setting mm-hmm. to hang out and get to know each other.
Mm.
Yeah, we tried to pull from a lot of genres, make sure that we had punk bands, more metal bands, hip-hop, folk.
Rock, blues, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's some fun surprises as far as which teams end up being really good at basketball.
Yes.
Well, yeah, like for instance, Kaylee Conway and the Lucy Cukes. I don't know why people didn't think that we were going to get to the Final Four.
I
was sure of it the whole time. But I think we were a surprise to some people making it as far as we did.
Yeah, I should mention, Alex, that you're in Kaylee Conway and the Lucy Cukes. So mm-hmm. that's why. Yeah. And you've got some good height on you. So you definitely have some advantage there.
Yeah, I think I'm like 6'2". So that's helpful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Johanna, your team was recently eliminated, right?
We were.
Yeah, not to, you know.
I am terrible at basketball.
Although she's recently learned a pretty cool behind the back move.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
true. So
yeah.
next year, I'm scrappy. But, yeah, the Cave Wives are also really good at basketball. They were just eliminated Sunday by SAF's crew, which is a pretty good team, but they played really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And you recently had an ACL injury from our interview, I learned. So how's your knee been holding up for this tournament?
The first day, I was playing just for fun after my game, and I thought I pulled it again. But then it was fine the next day, so it's been good. It's mostly skateboarding I have to avoid.
Mm.
Yeah.
And speaking of injuries, we were speaking earlier about this in one of our interviews for Calamity Janes and the Fratney Street Band. It seems like you have a lot of musicians, you have a lot of guitar players, you know, you're upright bass as well. What do people do to, like, are they afraid of injuring themselves and then not being able to play their music?
I mean, a couple people did express
yeah.
a little bit of a fear about that. I think it's more the musicians that are actually making a living doing it
yeah.
that are afraid of it because it's their livelihood, whereas most of the bands, I don't think, can quit their day jobs at this point, even though they're making great music.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, people are a little worried about getting injuries, but you can't live life in fear.
Right.
I think people are also careful with each other because of that you know, no one's going to cross a line because we all ultimately just want to play music.
That's very true. And in fact, like, I think the number one rule of basketball is don't get injured. Mm-hmm. And I just repeat that at various times throughout the games.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, people are looking out for each other, and there's no dirty play, that kind of thing. No one's swinging an elbow in your
exactly.
jaw, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
There's got to be some trash talking going on, right?
Definitely. There is, and I'm hoping that we're going to get, like, an award for the best trash talk.
I think that could be arranged. Mm-hmm.
And we're going to give them the megaphone and just let them go at it from the sidelines at the championship round. I think it's going to be Brian Rogers.
Potentially.
So, I mean, for what you can say on the air, like, what does that sound like? I mean, are people digging into their music skills, or is it purely their basketball skills?
It goes everywhere. Yeah, it'll touch on all subjects, I think.
All right. Becomes a bit of a roast out there.
Yeah.
All right. Fun.
I mean, the main point of basketball, when we were first conceiving it and went through with the amount of work that it took to put it together, mm-hmm. was that we really wanted to bring all the different bands in Milwaukee together. And I think that has actually really been successful. Like, we've
definitely.
Had some stories of people that had never met each other before, played their games, and then actually hung out the entire
yeah.
rest of the day.
Pow Wow and Newlybreds ended up jamming after their basketball game.
Ah, that's cool.
And I see them hanging out now around town, like, several times I've seen them.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it sounds like it's really been, I mean, successful beyond what you guys could have even imagined.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like, people are seeing each other and saying hello and to people that you didn't know before, were even in a band or didn't know what they did, and now you know them a bit more.
Mm. So. That's cool. And is this something that you think you might be able to do during the winter as well, or are you going to keep it like a summer event?
We want to do jam sessions throughout the year before the next tournament. So basically, people just can come play basketball on the courts, but we'll call it jam sessions.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Just like pickup games, maybe?
Yeah.
But specifically for band members, or, I don't know, really anybody. Anybody mm. who's in the music scene and goes to shows and has a fun time with it.
Mm.
Which is another thing about the basketball games so far, is that there's just been a ton of people that just show up and watch, that aren't playing, even aren't in a band, just, like, come, hang out, and like, be there for the whole 4 hours of it going on.
Mm. Yeah, so what's the atmosphere around it? Are there bands that are actually playing while you're playing the tournament, or everyone's watching the game while it's happening?
Everyone's mostly just hanging out on the courts, watching the game. People have brought boom boxes. Just hanging out.
Nice.
Yeah, we're not quite at the level where we have a stage, but but I think for next year, if we could somehow find a way to put a stage on the side of the courts and just have live music going, I think that would be awesome.
Yes, we need a generator.
Yeah, well,
donate a generator.
In the River West 24, I saw that they powered that main station by just taking extension cords and stringing it from a house into the middle
true.
Of the street. So, like, maybe we could do something like that.
Where there's a will, there's a way, right?
Yeah.
And maybe go up to 64 bands next year. What do you think? Do you think that's possible?
Oh, man.
I think it's possible. We'll have to think about the scheduling because it's a lot of work. But,
yeah.
Yeah.
I mostly just want to make what we have even better for the bands and figure out other ways to draw in the community and just get more people around it.
Mm-hmm. And apart from the bragging rights, what does the winner of this Friday's championship get?
Glory. Honor.
Also, I did go up into my attic and found a trophy from my days as a youth, and we're going to just rig that up with something special and it'll be like the thing that gets passed down
yeah.
every year to the new winner of basketball.
Yeah, there may be some prizes. We'll see. But we're going to have a show of the Final Four, just kind of like an after party, the end of summer camp on August 7th. And the Final Four will play a set, which is cool because it will be different kinds of music. And then we'll give out the trophies and party.
Have fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the Final Four is Saf's Crew, Thrift Tones, Webster X, and Kaylee Conway and the Lucy Cukes.
Mm. Yeah, very good. Well, congratulations on an awesome event that you guys created, and it's really just sounds like it's just skyrocketed, like, right off the bat. So Great job with that. And once again, so if people want to learn more about the tournament and again, who's playing and where to find it, where would they go for that?
Facebook.
They can go to our Facebook page, BasketballMKE. Mm-hmm. So facebook.com/BasketballMKE, or just search it. Also, there's some articles on Milwaukee Record, which mm-hmm. give some good overview. I think there's like been 4 articles over the span of the tournament. So if you want to go back and see what's been going on. Mm-hmm.
And I did find at least one really funny video that it doesn't translate to radio, but who's in the gorilla suit? There's a gorilla suit and a guy playing basketball one-on-one.
That'd be me.
Oh, okay.
And that was Webster X. So it's actually a foreshadowing of the matchup in the semifinals.
It's true. I didn't think about that.
Yep.
All right.
It was a pretty funny gorilla versus Webster X video.
Yeah, it's kind of epic. I like the music that you laid underneath it, too.
Yeah.
Well, Alex, and once again, the final this Friday is at 1 p.m.?
1 p.m.
At which courts again?
Center and Pierce, or Center and Fratney. It's right there at that school, Pierce Street School.
All right, and people can just park and show up?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Plenty of space.
Cool. All right, well, Alex and Johanna, thank you so much for being on the show with us again, and good luck with the finals.
Thank you.
Ah, for fantasy.